A new analysis by Australia's peak social welfare group has found that this year's federal budget will strip more than $15 billion over 4 years from families and lower income earners, having a devastating impact on low and middle income households. The Australian Council of Social Service has called the budget savage and says it unequivocally fails the fairness test because it doesn't include structural tax reform. Our reporter Jessica Kidd is speaking here to ACOS Chief Executive Dr. Cassandra Goldie.
We agreed with the government that there was a fiscal challenge. We certainly have been saying we need to get the budget back into surplus in an appropriate, fair and considered, balanced way. But when you look at the combined effect of what the government delivered in last year's budget, and now a significant number of those cuts are still reflected in this year's budget, plus further cuts that were announced on budget night, it's quite clear that we've got the vast majority of the effort to return to surplus being done on the cutting side.
When it comes to major reforms, what did you think was missing from this year's budget?
It's jargon, I know, but we wanted to see serious structural reform. We're very disturbed the way the government seems to be heading on tax, where we've got this very generous tax break for small business, which has cost a lot on the bottom line. It's a very blunt measure, you know, tax cut across the board, regardless of what kind of operation you're involved in, when we would have liked to have seen something that was much more targeted to really stimulate jobs in the industries where we think there's serious opportunities into the future.
In your response to this year's budget, you've also said that you're disappointed the government hasn't tackled reform around negative gearing or capital gains tax.
I think the government does not appear to be listening to a growing body of views, not just from organisations like ACOS, but across into the economic community, who recognise that we need tax rules to be stimulating good investment in productive parts of the economy. And just leveraging into existing housing stock is doing nothing in terms of jobs-rich economic growth, which is what we're after. And so the only tax measures that are contained now in terms of raising revenue essentially are just under $300 million for the capping of meal and entertainment benefits and about $840 million in the tightening of car expense arrangements. Now, both of these we support, that's fine, but it is nowhere near what we should be doing in terms of taxation reform. If the government is prepared to stay the course on taxation reform, then they will get a lot of support from organisations like ACOS. We are working closely with the business community in trying to get the common ground that we need for structural reform so that we can have a sustainable revenue base. But the government seems to be virtually ruling a lot of that out, or saying we have to go very, very carefully, as if somehow this is almost a no-go zone. And yet, on the other hand, we've had changes to supports and arrangements that affect whole groups of individuals who are much more vulnerable without any consultation, no effort to design it in consultation with people affected. I mean, the pay parental leave backflip, of course, is the one that's the most stark example of that. But the combined effect of last year's budget and this year's, if you put them together, we have a big, savage cut to spending in critical areas of service delivery in our social safety net, housing and homelessness services, now child dental health as well, another $500 billion in cuts to community-based health services, and yet a government that seems virtually to be refusing to recognise that three-fifths of the problem in terms of the budget is on the revenue side. In other words, we were a low-taxing country before this all started, and with what's been happening in some parts of the economy, we know that we've got this drop-off in revenue. We've had 8 successive tax cuts in budgets gone by during that boom era. And our general approach to the budget repair exercise was to say, let's go back to where we were before we got carried away in the boom era.
ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie is speaking there to Jessica Kidd.